வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 34, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 21st of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation. In this way, Lord Rishabhadeva followed the behavior of cows, deer, and crows. Sometimes he moved or walked, and sometimes he sat down in one place. Sometimes he lay down, behaving exactly like cows, deer, and crows. In that way, he ate, drank, passed stool and urine, and cheated the people in this way.
Bhajan tishthan nasina sayana kakh mrigo charita pivati adasi avamehati sma. A character, avadhuta, without any connection with human bodily activities, Vishabdev remained lying down on the street, just like animals. You see so many cows and birds and crows, they do not care for anything of this material world, but eating, sleeping, mating, that is there. As in the human society, so, amongst the lower animals, the same activities are there. There is no change. Vishaya khalu sarvatasya. Shastra says, Vishaya, the objects of sense enjoyment, sarvatasya, everywhere. There is no difference. Vishaya khalu sarvatasya. So, Vishaya, sometimes we say Vishayi. Vishayi, generally they mean man having states to manage. But actually, Vishaya means this eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, these things are there. So, he was careless. Never mind, although he was the emperor, but when he took the position of avadhuta, without any conception of body, he became like ordinary animals. Exemplifying that so far the body is concerned, the activities of the body, there is no difference between the lower animals and the higher animals. Or, in other words, without spiritual conception of life, simply in the bodily conception of life, we are equal with the animals. Ahara nidra bhaya vaithana samanna metat pasubi narana. So our real life is spiritual life, not this bodily conception of life. Narottam Das Thakur says that anyone who is above the bodily conception of life, he is liberated person. Saṃsāra bandhan griha smriti nahi jā. Saṃsāra bandhan kahātā. Griha smriti, I am this body, am Indian, I am American, I am Brahman, I am Kshatriya. These are bodily conceptions of life. One who forgets this bodily conception of life, he is liberated. So how we can forget bodily conception of life? It can be forgotten, just like one big person, sometimes we have seen practically, we have of course heard, we have not seen, that Mr. Stalin, the great communist leader, he was to undergo a surgical operation of the intestine. So the physician, the doctor, surgeon, he wanted to give him anesthetic, chloroform. He refused. There is no need of. Let the operation go on. I shall see what is there within the belly. Strong-minded, yet eminent material conception, he underwent the surgical operation without any chloroform. So, that is possible. If one is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, then he has no more bodily conception of life. That is not to be imitated. It is on the highest stage. It is possible to forget completely, and he is liberated. Deha smriti nahi jaa. Saṃsāra bandhan kahāta. He is no more conditioned by the material nature. So, how it can be possible? It can be possible. I have given already one crude example. Similarly, why Mr. Stalin could tolerate without any trouble? Because he was a leader, he was always absorbed in the thought of how he could advance the communist cause. This is the real reason. Similarly, if we take our cause very seriously, what is our cause? That is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our this Krishna consciousness movement means to serve Krishna. That is explained by Srila Rupa Goswami. Ihādasya harer dāsī karmanā manasā vācā nikileśupi avasthāsu jīvan-mukta savuccati. If you become fully absorbed in the thought of serving Krishna, ihā means complete absorption in the thought, how I shall serve Krishna? What is serving Krishna? That is explained by Krishna that we can see from his practical behavior, acharan, not only his acharan behavior, but later on his incarnation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's acharan behavior. What is that? To spread Krishna consciousness. Krishna also came for the same purpose, to spread Krishna consciousness. Jaivam paramam guhyam madhakti sovidhāsati. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came for the same purpose, to spread Krishna consciousness. So if we follow their footsteps, and be fully engaged in spreading Krishna consciousness, then immediately we become liberated. This is the problem. Ihādasya harer dāsī karmanā manasā vācā. We act three ways. By our bodily activities, by the mind and by words. So, if we engage our body, body means senses. What is this body? So long the hand is working, the eyes are working, the legs are working, all these different karma, gyan, indriyas, they are working, then it is body. Otherwise, if the indriyas do not work, then it is dead matter. Indriyani pararam. So, these indriyas, so long the indriyas are working, that means my body is working, I am alive. Therefore, if we engage our indriyas in the service of Krishna, then this material, this is not material activities. To engage the senses in the matter of serving Krishna, these are not material activities. These are all spiritual activities. The difference between the Mayavad philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy, that the Mayavad philosophy, they want to stop activities. They think stopping of all activities is perfection. Sunna. Sunnavad. Nirvishesha sunnavad. Simply stop material. But what is the positive engagement? That they do not know. That is the difference. Positive engagement means serving Krishna. That positive engagement means, acting means the employment of the senses. So when we employ our senses in the positive activities, that is liberation. That is liberation. It's like a diseased man and a healthy man. What is the difference? The difference is that a healthy man is engaged in healthy activities, and a diseased man is engaged in disease activities. The diseased man is also lying down, and the healthy man is also lying down. There is vast of difference. The diseased man is also eating, and the healthy man is eating. There is vast difference. So, these activities, devotional activities, are not material activities. Material activities mean sense gratification, and spiritual activities means to carry out the orders of Krishna. This is the difference. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Nirmalam means purified. Senses must be there. We are living entities, there must be senses. There must be desires. That is not possible, because we are living entities. If our senses do not work, if we do not desire, then what is the difference between the stone and myself? The stone does not move, the stone does not act, the stone does not desire. So if I become like stone, then what is the benefit? No. The nirvisheshvadi, sunnavadi, they want to make oneself like stone. That is not curing. They give up everything. Brahma, sattva, jagat, mithya. That is not mithya, but temporary. Anyway, they simply give up. But real thing is to accept the positive life. That is Krishna consciousness. That is bhakti. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevaram bhakti ruchyati. So rishik means senses. Because I stop material activity, that does not mean my senses are also finished. No. Senses are there, that is purified senses. When I do not act for any material purpose, that means my sense activities are purified, and that is what. That is what. Anukullena Krishnanusilanam. This is a little defiance, not very, very great defiance. People one has to learn. Adu Gudbasam Sadharma Pritcha. Sadharma Pritcha. To accept Guru means to give up all material desires and be ready to ask from Guru, what shall I do? Just like Sanatana Goswami, when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked this question, that by your grace, I am now released from my responsible activities. You are the minister of Nawab Hussain Shah. So he had many responsible activities, but he resigned from the post. And when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked, now by your grace, I am now relieved from all material activities. Now kindly tell me, what shall I do? He said, doing, it is not stop. The Mahamad philosophy means stop doing. Jagat mithya, there is no more activities. That cannot stay. That is artificial. Arucha kritchena parang padang tata patanti adha. If you give up this world as material, you have nothing to do, then you fall down. Again, patanti adha. This is the sastra injunction. So, therefore our Goswami is, and it is the sastra, that engage yourself in Krishna activities, otherwise you will fall down. Ihajasya Hare Dasi Karmana Manasa Vacha. So here is Rishabhdev giving example. So far the body is concerned, it has nothing to do with the spiritual activities. The body is as good as that of the animals, the crows, and the cows, birds, bees, is saying the same now. So far body is concerned, it is the same thing. But when you come to the spiritual platform, this is negation or equation with the material body. But real activity, anukullena krishnanusilanam bhakti uttama, simply be ready to work for Krishna, sadharma pritcha, as Sanatana Goswami exemplified. He came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Taktya turnamase samandalapatisani. He was minister, his business was with a big, big man, Mandalapati. Taktya turnamase samandalapatisani sada tucha. It has no meaning. No more dealing with them. Tuchava bhutva dhinagane sakau karunaya kaupinakanthasuko. In order to give some benefit to the dhinagane sakau, gana, gana means general public, to give them some benefit, that is Vaishnava life. Stop material activities, and for the benefit of the mass of people, dina, they are very dina, very poor. Mahat vicharanam grihinam dina chetasa. Dina chetasa. They are very, very crippled. Dina chetasa. Grihinam, those are grihi. They are very dina, very poor heart. They do not know anything except to maintain the family, especially in this age. a person will be considered very expert if he can maintain his family. Dakham kutumma bharanam. The age is so fallen that if one can maintain one wife and a few children, oh, he is Dakha Maharaj. Dakha Maharaj is called. Dakha means he was very expert in begetting children and maintaining. That is Dakha Maharaj. He was begetting children, many thousands, and Narada used to visit and make them sannyasi. That was Narada's business. So, Dakha and Kali Yuga, that is not very easy thing to beget many thousands of children and maintain them and get them married and their children, because this is the happiness of home life. Jana maithunadi grihamedi sukham mitucham. This grihamedi is happiness, is sexual intercourse. That's all. So, he produces dozens of children by sexual intercourse, and when the children are grown up, educated, then for him also another arrangement for sex. Very pompously married. Now what is the purpose? The same sex. Therefore, Vihamedi Sukham is sex. I have enjoyed sex, I have got so many nice children, educated, now working, now giving facility for sex. Then again grandchildren. So anyone who can maintain like this, himself, his children, with wife and eating, ahara nidra bhaya maitho, then he is expert. And if he becomes a sannyasi, brahmachari, does not take part in these stereotype activities, then he is useless, escaping. Now the world is escaping. They do not take the responsibility. But that is not the fact. If one can maintain himself as brahmachari, he is escaping all the tribulations of this material world. Escaping, certainly. But he is escaping all the tribulations of the material world. There's so much botheration. Janmayudhanadi grihamedi sukham mitucham kannuyanena karayo rivadukha dukham. Kannuyanena karayo rivadukha dukha dukham. Misery after misery. So, kannutiva manasi jo visayeta dhira. Tippanta neha kripana bahu dukha bhaj. So this dhina chetasam mahat vichalanam. Those who are mahatmas, they are wandering here and there, is to enlighten this poor-hearted grihi. Griheshu grihamedina. Apasyatamatmatattam griheshu grihamedina. Grihamedhi, they have no interest in the spiritual advancement of life. They think that this is meant for the useless person who could not improve in this materialistic way of life. They have taken this dress as a token for maintaining their body and soul together. Useless person. They think that. Griheshu grihamedina. Because they think this is our only interest. Griheshu grihamedina. Sotabhyadini rajendra nilam santi sahasrasa. Those who are grihamedis, they have got many, many things to learn. Just like you see the newspaper, so many subject matter. You'll find different stock exchange report, this municipal report, and the advertisement, wine advertisement, and meat advertisement. What is that? Beef eaters advertisement, cigarette advertisement, and cinema advertisement, restaurant advertisement. Griheshu. Nilam santi sahasra. thousands and thousands subject matter. You'll find here we don't have such newspaper in the Western country. Such a big bunch, at least 10 kilos weight. Is it not? Big bunch. Three. Who will read? But we have the subject matter. So, we have to seize these activities and we shall consider such activities are no better than the activities of the crows and the cows and the other animals that they are. These activities have no value. And the crow or the hogs and the dogs that engage the whole day activities, but these activities have no value. The human form of life are not meant for these activities. Their purpose is to make these activities as activities of the crows and cows and lower animals only Krishna conscious activities. How to serve Krishna? That is bona fide. That is our life, real life. Thank you very much.